And welcome to TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. I'm your host today, Melanie Gobert.
Hello, this is Melanie Gobert, your host for today's episode of TTELT, a program of educators worldwide. Today's guest is Khalid Almansouri, from the American University of Ras Al Khaimah. Khalid is going to talk to us about COIL. Welcome, Khalid.
Thank you very much. Hi. Yeah, I'm Khalid Almansouri, Emirati. I have long experience with TESOL and IETFL and teaching English as a foreign language. This time I would like to talk about the COIL project that we've done at AURAC in collaboration with the Wayne State University in USA. Actually, I think this topic is very trendy, and nowadays it works very well. We are living in this global world. We are living in a very fast and quick developing global or world, that every student in every place in this world should master many skills and understand and be aware about these intercultural things and have skills to communicate and feel at ease to learn and develop and be ready for the what we are looking for 21st century generation. So COIL project, which is collaborative online intercultural learning, I found it fits very well in today's type of learning and classrooms, because we are looking for tomorrow's, we are investigating tomorrow's classrooms. So I think this type of education that our students can receive by doing COIL projects really good. From experience, after we did the project with Wayne University, we taught a course, public speaking course, and our students and the Wayne University students communicate together and did lots of wonderful work to develop this skill, which is speaking, verbal communication skills virtually. Yeah, students or this generation, they really like using technology and working and having this social media things, but it's totally different when it came to classroom activities and communication for learning. So we went through, we did lots of study and we read literature on this topic, but our focus on developing public speaking skills and intercultural communication skills with people from other cultures. Lucky that in Wayne State University classroom full of different culture students also coming, so we had better chance to really communicate with students from different cultures. What I want to say, that what made the project very successful is the well plan. We well planned the program together. We met a lot. We sent emails. We had nice Zoom meetings with our colleague there. And we prepared a very well-designed program where the objective is very clear, activities very clear, what the platform we are using, what's the best one to be used, okay? And what exactly, and the length, the period of the project. So I think it was a successful project. Before starting the project, I said, let me ask my students, are they willing? Do they want to do this? And they showed a bit of concern. Some showed concern on IT skills, because they will be recording, they will be uploading, they will be all the body language that they will use. They should have some IT skills on how to record their speeches to their colleagues. Others showed concern that we are shy, you know, Marathi, I'm shy to deal with. But most of them were willing to do this project. And after doing the project, the students recorded, they got give feedback. This bit that when I did the research was a very strong thing to look at. How to give feedback to students. The point that I want to focus that our students couldn't meet the student the same time because of the time difference between two girls. So, but using these types of activities made them communicate, made friends outside even the classroom. So what they've done, they record and they give comment, ask a question, plan on things that they are looking to know about the other culture. So, and when you introduce, the speech that you should deliver was introduction. So when you introduce yourself, so how you do this? What language do you use? What things you would like to share? Going back to the giving feedback, I like when I read the feedback received from the students when they wrote their reflective report, self-report, they said, we thought twice before giving feedback, we don't want to offend other cultures. We need to know about them because I need to choose the word. So I really like this skill that it's not just say whatever you want. You need to respect other cultures. You need to know about them. Be aware about things that you shouldn't do. Okay, so we made this clear. And I was really happy when I received students talking about how to give feedback and that they were waiting to know what the other students will tell them. And they said, from the feedback we developed, we started knowing, and that's what we want. We are teaching them to develop their personality, their academic performance, how they are doing. So that bit I really like. Another thing that they enjoyed communicating. Many questions regarding how do you communicate? How do you see this communication? Are you ready now to virtually communicate in a very relaxed way? They talked about the platform, that it was easy, friendly use, okay? We just record, upload, and we get feedback. And we can see all the others. We put them in groups also. They talked about how they work in a group. And here, what the thing that I want to emphasize on COIL projects is that they develop self-learning skills. And that's what I want. I hate spoon feeding. I want them to be responsible for their own learning, and they did. They were just going, opening the time they want, give feedback, record, okay, send something, okay, put the platform, the template that we ask them to fill in, share questions with the others, choose who to respond to, watch who, whatever. So a lot of skills being there, lots of activities, and the students really enjoy them. And the focus was public speaking skills. So for example, I started thinking how I'm gonna make my introduction attention grabber. How I'm gonna close my speech. The way I'm closing my speech, cultural issue. Okay, how I'm gonna put the points I'm gonna talk about. Organization of your speech, introduction, body, conclusion. Okay, what the things I would like to share? Shall I share my personal stories? Is it okay? Shall I talk about other, any problem that I would like? So it's the cultural issue that you choose what to share with others, how you would like to introduce yourself to others, how the others should know you. So lots of wonderful activities and feedback. Instructors, I am as an instructor, I also am always there giving feedback also because we make it open. Group feedback, individual feedback, and instructor feedback. So I can say that it was a success. And after doing the research on that and wonderful results that we got, we asked also question, are you willing to do another course following COIL online thing? And most of them, they didn't say to some extent or to a large extent, they said to a great extent, we would like to do this type of courses. We wish many courses to be done in other courses to be done online with students from other universities. And they said, we want to go to that university and meet those people that were there. They became our friends. So I was really happy with this program. Actually, Wayne University and the instructor are coming to see me, inshallah. Next week, they will be visiting ARAC, American University of Ras Al Khaimah. And we, as a university, also, we are going to visit them. So we have this nice collaboration. And COIL made all these wonderful things. By the way, in our university, we have other engineering are doing also COIL, business also are doing COIL. But for the English language, we are the first project. We did the first project in public speaking.
So I just have a couple of follow-up questions.
Yes.
How many students participated in the project? Yeah.
I was having 17 students in that course, and 17 of them did the course and participated in the research as well.
And what platform did you use for this collaboration?
For classroom, we use Flip and Padlet. Mm-hmm. But students were allowed to use any to communicate with their friends or whatever, Zoom if they want, anytime they want to talk to them, up to them. But for a classroom, the activities for the assessment, it was on Padlet. And it was Flip. We use both of them because Flip was very good in videoing and putting the videos and sharing feedback on that. And Padlet was on putting the template and the questions that you would like to know about the others. When I showed in our presentation, when I showed just the clips of whatever we've done, the audience were really happy, and they seeing the students really involved with all these skills. Because also in the research I said, okay, what other skills you got from that other than being responsible of your own learning, okay, knowing how to communicate with people from other cultures, knowing and being aware about other cultural issues relevant to how to introduce. They said, we become high tech. They said, when we record, we make sure that position, lightening, audible voice, okay, looking at, because we don't see them, but we use eye contact as if we are seeing them. You see, so these skills online, we need it. And they said time management, we put the time, they said, because we said you can only 5 minutes recording. So the time management skills, they learned that as well. We said we need to really stick to the allocated time for any speech.
So, okay, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. On that note, we need to stop. This is Melanie Gobert. Thank you so much for joining us today for TTELT, and thank you to our guest,
thank you,
Dr. Al-Mansouri. And this is a program done by Educators Worldwide. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, dear. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us today. Share with us how you are using these tips. Leave us a comment or voice message on social media or at ttelt.org. Thanks for joining this episode of TTELT, brought to you by Educators Worldwide. Follow, like, and subscribe to TTELT on your social media, and try a new teaching tip today.